Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back, hour number two here on Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Mike Carver and go for the two. Joe Lisi here with you for another hour. Matthias Berbel in the house tonight, as always, doing a great job. As Joe found out that he makes the promos around here. So now Joe's like, greasing him. You already hear Joe like in the Carver and Lisi promos. Like you hear Joe probably like 93% of the time in the promos. Just because Joe's getting fired up about something, and that's fine. I got no problem with that. But I mean, he's greasing him even more here now. Like he's already, the main guy on all the promos. Hey, what are you doing to me? Why did I, screaming and yelling, which is great. It's I love it. But you don't gotta grease
really?
Him. You don't gotta grease him. You don't gotta grease him even more.
We're like the yin and yang. That's why we get along so well. You're like my brother. Come on now. You're like my brother.
60-49. Warriors lead the Nuggets. There's still like 4.5 minutes left in the half. I mean, Warriors, they've hit like they're like 10 of 13 from downtown. Like they just Joe, they're hot right now. I mean, it comes down. Okay, go off. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. They're on fire. And I don't want to hear about Joker being mentioned for the MVP anymore, all right?
Ooh, here we go.
Because you want to know? No, seriously, MVP guys step up in big games. All right, this hump can't even lead his team to a win right now. He's another one. Joker, yeah, puts up 40, 36. Yeah, when it doesn't matter. How about you put it up when the game's on the line against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? I mean, come on. I don't understand. You got to have the will to win. Do you want to win like Jordan? Do you want to win like Brady? Or do you just want to be some hump that collects trophies that are meaningless? Well, I was the MVP of the league, but I didn't win a title. Who cares? Who cares?
Joker shouldn't be the MVP this year, just so you know. They're going to give it to him, of course, but it should be Embiid.
Do you agree with that, though? Do you agree? I mean, come on.
He needs to
MVP?
Be better. Look at him. Did you see him just throw that ball away? Nice turnover.
And then there's the body language.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Like moping around.
What can you do, Joe? What can you do? Steph's back out there for the Warriors. I mean, he's barely done anything in this game. He's got like 7 points, but it doesn't matter. The Warriors are just smashing this team. Wow, now Joker's going to, again, they're, I mean, even here in Denver, it seems like the Warriors are getting the whistles, Joe. Like, even in Denver. And you thought that was going to maybe flip here. Carver, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Sirius XM channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us tonight, where the Warriors are now 12 on Denver, taking care of business. And the Mavericks have a 10-point lead on the Jazz, as I believe they're about to go to the fourth quarter there. Now, about just under 2 minutes left in the third. So under four left in the second quarter in Denver, and under 2 minutes left in the third quarter in Utah, Joe, as we have two NBA playoff games coming down the line.
Yeah, it's not going well. They can't even catch the lead at home. If you're Denver, you haven't established any type of tempo. You're just allowing Golden State to do whatever they want. And I understand that part of that is the play of the team. You know, Poole stepped up. There's – we call – oh, man, here we go.
Taking that off the board.
I know. Look at this. Look at this. Austin Rivers.
Well, he gave him the uppercut. He gave him the uppercut. He gave him the uppercut, Joe. Did you see that? He gave him the gave him the uppercut.
What's wrong with that?
You can't do that.
Oh, come on.
That's not allowed. It's not allowed.
Come on with the ticky-tack BS. Come on.
Can't have it.
You can't.
Clay comes back out. I'm done with what do I need from Clay? I need one more from Clay, Joe. One more three.
I love how you talk about like Clay, like he was over the house last week for dinner, and you were just, you know.
I'll tell you, I could use more threes from the Nuggets, though. Where's Morris? Where's Green? Where's Barton? Where are these guys, Joe? Are they playing tonight? Give it to the outside shooters. You're so worried about this guy Joker. The only way to getting back in this game is to start popping threes, because that's what the Warriors game is. And I mean, look, you they don't have the firepower to match him, but they got to at least try. Start shooting some threes. Let's go. 7-point game in Utah, by the way, Joe. They're crumbling. This is probably our last chance to get Utah in plus money if you want to do it.
Can't do it. Meanwhile,
do it, huh?
Kibosh, you kibosh the Seattle team, Seattle, Texas.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They go to the fourth in Utah, 97-91. The Mavs lead the Jazz. Mavs minus 1.5, total 238.5 live. Jazz plus 102 on the money line. I think they're going to come back and win this thing. 63-57, Warriors lead the Nuggets. 141 to go in the first half. Warriors minus 5.5, 236.5 is the total there. Joe, no bouquets and no props from you. I gave you Mitchell at the half, over 17.5. He had 4 points. He's got 22 now. So there you go. Ring the bell, Joe. Ring the bell, Joe. That's a winner. That's a winner, Joe.
We got 5-3 in Texas. 5-3 in Texas.
Wow, 5-3.
Chipping away.
How'd they score that run? Is Seager involved?
Looks like a dinger.
Was it Seager?
I don't know if it was Seager. Hang on. I'm going through the scores now.
Wait, Seager's up. Seager drove in the run?
No.
Yes, Seager hit a sacrifice fly. Let's go, Joe. Now we need Suarez to drive in a run. And that'll be cash another one for us.
There you go.
What? What's the matter?
I'm watching the call here in Denver.
So I never told you what my dopey parlay was in the Mariner Ranger game, did I?
No. What do you have?
Seager to get an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Eugenio Suarez to get an RBI.
Okay.
And an alt line on the Mariners, like +1.5 or +2.5 or something like that.
All right, all right.
It was like 4-1. So we've got the Seager RBI. Need the Suarez one now too. There's Joker doing some work inside for you, Joe.
He's got 18.
Okay. What do you need him to get to?
Well, the 29.5 is the big one.
The big one. Who's this hitting the three right here? Oh, we needed that. We need these Nugget guys to hit threes, Joe. Can Poole pass a little bit? What do you think? I need three assists from Poole, too. I need. We need this. We need that. We need this. We need that. It's always about us, Joe. Look at Curry. Splash. Splash for Curry right there, Joe. What I like to I'd like to let you know everything else going on, too.
Yeah,
you mentioned 5-3 now between the Mariners and the Rangers. Pirates have beaten the Cubs 4-3 at Wrigley. So good win for the Buccos. Raise the Jolly Roger. They take care of business. Stars and Flames now 2-2, 10 minutes to go in the third. 1-1 end of the first period at the Shark Tank between the Blues and the Sharks. Kings lead the Blackhawks 1-0 end of the first period there. So there's your late night hockey, Joe.
I need points, goals in the Blues and
man,
Sharks.
You can't foul Curry there, Joe. Did you see that?
Come on.
What are they doing fouling him there? Like, what? What is wrong with you, dude?
They were getting all high on themselves. They had it down to 4. Curry's got 15. Thompson with 12.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. This ease, you know, this better come in parlay that you made, I told you the sticky part was going to be that you were like, for some reason, you thought the Nuggets were winning this game. Like, you just thought it was a done deal. By the way, 4-point game in Utah now, 97-93 between the Jazz and the Mavs. Jazz are going to win that game, Joe. Jazz are going to win the game. We should have got in.
Look at this mess. By Denver.
They go to the half. 69-59. 10-point lead for the Warriors. -9.5 is your live total. We'll give them a moment to get the player props up, Joe. I'm going to try to find another. Since we hit with Mitchell, we're going to try get another one here if we can. 6-point lead for the Mavericks now. 99-93.
I'm going to double the meat and take the Nuggets +470.
Have fun. God bless. If that's something that you want to do, by all means, have a blast. I won't be joining you in that.
No?
No, I will not. I need three assists from
5-4 Seattle. 5-4 Seattle. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go. Break up my
How about
pole.
That? I don't want to break up the party. That's the last thing I want to do, Joe, is break up your party. That's the last thing I want to do.
All right, I'm in. I just placed it.
You placed it?
I placed a parlay. I took, ready?
Yeah.
Nuggets money line, Mavs money line. Parlor.
Joker's got 18 at the half. They've got his live number at 32.5. That's not appealing to me. Morris with 6. His number's 11.5. I need some threes for Morris. It'd be nice. Curry's I got 15. He's 27.5. You like Curry over 27.5?
His pregame total was 23 and a hook.
He's got 15
so
at the half. Because he's still coming off the bench. You know, his minutes are still kind of limited. How about Poole over 27.5? He's got 16. 11 points for Poole. I mean, 12 points. 12 points for Poole.
You like Poole a lot, huh? How about Barton?
Poole's been the guy. Barton. I don't want to pay -154. I like the play.
We parlay.
How about Green with a donut? I mean, can Green hit some shots? Jeez.
What do you mean, Jeff Green?
Yeah.
Or Jermichael Green?
No, Jeff. I like Barton, under? Joe, but I don't like that
Let's
price.
Let's go under for Wiggins. He's got six.
Under for Wiggins, 13.5.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, Joe. I kind of like it. You want to do it?
You want to parlay it with the Joker over 32.5?
No.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Just play it straight.
All right, let's do it.
Why can't we do that? Why is there always got to be something else? Is that all right?
6-5 Rangers. 6-5 Rangers now.
Wow.
Explosion.
How about
Algos
that?
In disarray. The Algos
are
reeling right now.
The Algos in disarray. Rangers. Where was this last night? Jeez.
I know. We needed that last night.
I sure did.
This hockey game. 1-1.
But which one?
I told you. The Sharks and Blues.
Well, you're on pace for 6, but you have 6.5, right?
Yeah, I needed an explosion in the second half.
Mitchell's going to end up scoring 30. He had 4 points at the half. Donovan Mitchell.
Are we taking Wiggins?
Under 13.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to parlay it with something in the golf?
Yeah, let's do the over in the game. I think this
no,
game.
How about the golf? The parlay with something in the golf. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Come back, keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it. They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. We're rocking with you. They're at the half in Denver, 69-59. Warriors, -9.5 and 236.5, the live total. Just over 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Joe, in Utah. Dallas has had the lead all night. But it's getting closer now for Utah. A 4-point game, 103-99, with 7 minutes to go. Will the Jazz get it done, come back, and make it happen, Joe?
No, I'm on the Mavericks, -152 in a parlay, so I hope they don't. Hang in there. Don't go down. Hit the one in the middle.
You have the Mavs money line in a parlay, -152, you said?
Yeah.
Well, they're only up one now, 103-102.
There's the kibosh.
Where's that a kibosh?
Can't wait to report that. You can't wait to report that.
Well, I have the Mavs getting 7.5, Joe, so I don't want to see it get too out of hand here. Can't have a complete meltdown like Minnesota. Minnesota was just, that was embarrassing.
What does this say about the Jazz if they can't put away the Mavericks without Luka?
Well, it's going to say what we've been saying about them all year. They're a paper tiger. This has been the Jazz's story for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that Dallas shoots it back up to a 5-point lead, 107-102.
Extend.
Ooh, Matias, extend. Yes. I love it. Love it.
Extend.
The Jazz, they've been fraudulent for a long time, Joe, and you know this. This same group that they've had here, Mitchell, Gobert, Snyder,
like Bogdanovich, when you say they've been fraudulent, Clarkson. Right? Are you going back to the days of Karl Malone?
No, I'm saying this group of Utah Jazz, this core, has been fraudulent. They get to this first round, second round. They never go deeper than that. They never beat teams better than them. They lose series that they have no business losing. Up 3-1 against Denver in the bubble. Can't beat this team. Can't beat that. They just they don't have any heart. They just don't have it. If they lose this, if they lose tonight and they go down 2-1, and Luka doesn't play the first three games, they could pack it in.
Think it's over.
Finished.
Chopped.
They lose tonight, Dallas is winning the series.
All right.
Because they're getting Luka back. But here's the other thing to remember. They play differently when Luka's there because it's all about Luka. If they got this done tonight, they've built this 2-1 lead on all these other guys stepping up. Mm-hmm. The Klebers and the Brunsons, and they're all making huge shots. But what happens when Luka comes back? Do those guys see the rock like they've been seeing the last few games?
Probably
slippery
not.
Slope, Joe. Slippery slope. Well, that's because we know that Luka likes to take over this. You know, he likes to run the show.
Well, he's the guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. All right, Joe. Let's get reorganized here. Did the Mariners finally get the Rangers out of that inning?
I still see 6-5 right now.
Are they still hitting in the what inning was that?
Fifth. Still in the fifth.
Bottom five, though, now. Mariners are coming up. A 6-5 game, and now the Mariners are going to hit. Crawford is leading off. I mean, Suarez made the last out. We need to get Suarez to drive in a run, Joe. We need an RBI for Suarez. So let's keep the runs going here.
All right.
Man, unbelievable. It really is. Marlins beat the Cardinals 5-0 tonight, Joe. Pablo Lopez, 7 shutout innings. Now rolling with, I saw Mish tweet before, a 0.5 ERA to start the year. We got to keep our eyes on Lopez with the Marlins. He's been pitching very well, Joe. Very well.
Yeah. So what are you saying? You ride him?
Yeah, I think we need to start paying a little more attention to him. 0.52 to be exact. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 9 Ks. Tonight against the Redbirds.
How many wins do the Marlins have right now?
The Marlins, Joe, are 5-7.
Their pregame total was what? Was it 60? It was 77.5.
Yeah, they were in the mid to high. They were in the mid-70s. I saw some 76s.
I think it was 70. When we put out our plays, that was one of mine.
I know. You like the Marlins this year.
I think it's
bit of a slow start, but they're playing a little better the last couple days.
Under and over in Texas, Seattle's 15 in-game.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it. You can, by all means, you want to go in for more, that's your business. I don't want to play the total. I just need a Suarez RBI. That's all I'm rooting for. My boy Eugenio.
2-1 Blues. 2-1 Blues. Right out of the gate in the second period. 2-1 Blues. I love this Blues team. Gutty.
You know what I heard, Joe? I heard their blue collar.
Blue collar. I told
Flames
you they were
take a
good
Flames have a 3-2 lead on the Stars too in the final moment. Stars need some points tonight, and they might not get any. Back to back nights with no points for the Stars. They're staring in the face. Vegas only 2 points back of them now for that last playoff spot in the West.
Just letting you know, by the way, I'm off beef until we get to Vegas.
What does that mean? You're off beef? Beef, like what does that mean?
I'm hitting the leaner meats. Turkey, chicken, no red. Trying to lean out before Vegas.
Are you gonna go into the red when you're in Vegas?
Why do you think I'm holding out?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of regimen you're on. I mean, it sounds like you've got different things happening every day. I don't know what what your situation is.
I'm trying to get one more workout in before the weekend's over and then hit it hard before we go out on Wednesday.
You act like you're going out there for a weightlifting competition. I mean, just honestly, dude. Have you started to dive in yet with this draft, the first round picks by position that they have up?
Yes.
Now, the quarterback one is really juicy because the over 3.5
already.
Well, the over 3.5 is plus 182.
Yeah, but if you've been paying attention, and we're talking about FanDuel right now, it opened at 3.5. It got bet down to 2.5 and heavily juiced over the 2.5 at like minus 182. And then FanDuel, I stayed there like a day and a half, 2 days. And then it got immediately put back up to 3.5. So you could actually caught a middle of 3. But at 2.5, I think we're set for 3 quarterbacks. I don't see 4. I told Ben throughout the week I would fall off my chair if there's a 4th quarterback taken. I just don't think anybody warrants a first round draft.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
right? You're gonna
I'm on the other side.
You're going under?
No, I'm taking the over at the plus 182 because the smoke's there with Ridder. Somebody's taking him at the end of the first round. And I'm pretty confident that Willis and Pickett are going to get taken. You've told me a billion times that Corral's going to get taken in the first round. You've told me that there's no doubt about it.
He's and the best quarterback in this draft.
If those three are getting taken in the first round, that leaves one. And I think that enough people are blowing the smoke on Ridder that somebody between 20 and 32 will take him.
20 and 32, we're talking New England. We're
somebody will trade up. Trade
Kansas
up.
City.
Trade. You got to remember, Joe,
Detroit,
there's a lot of teams.
32?
There's a lot of teams that suck with 2 picks, and they've got some in the back of that first round. Detroit's got that extra pick at 32. Remember, there's opportunities there.
Does Tennessee get a backup for Tannehill?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think that there's been enough people who,
well,
you know,
let me go
are
through
getting
here.
Sold on him.
Pittsburgh at 20. We know they're in the market. Outside of that, New England, Green Bay, Arizona, Dallas, Buffalo. No to all those teams.
Okay.
Tennessee,
who says somebody can't trade up from the front of the second round?
Possible. Then Tennessee, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Detroit. Now, you would say Detroit, but Detroit picks 34th, two picks after the last pick in the first round. And
what's
they're
going to
say, well, you want the extra year of the quarterback. But if the quarterback sucks, why do you want him for an extra year? If I was a GM, first quarterback off the board for me is Corral. Hands down.
Yeah, he's not going to be the first quarterback off the board.
Here we go. But Des Ritter is running a 4-4.
I didn't say he was going to be the first quarterback.
Well,
I never said that. I just said he's going to get taken in the first round. I'm going to take the over 3.5. I like it. People salivate for these quarterbacks. People make moves and move up. They do it all the time.
I'm not holding anything back in Vegas, too. If I think a player sucks, I'm telling him he sucks. I'm just saying that
right
now.
That's what I like to hear. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. It's all happening now, Joe. It's getting hot and heavy in Denver. The Nuggets have come out swinging in the second half. It is now a two-point game. As now it's a one-point game, 71-70.
Love it.
As the Warrior, the Nuggets are at the line. He's going to make one out of two to make it a one-point game. Curry's coming in. As Curry's seen enough, he needs to get him in there. In Utah, the Jazz had gotten it to within two. But now, Joe, 119 to 111, 121 to 111. 10-point lead for the Mavs with just over a minute to go. The Jazz yakking it up at home, Joe. What a shame.
You were dead on with this team. Play down to the level of competition. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Seriously. Terrible. Terrible. Morris is on the line, by the way. He missed one.
I know.
But
he missed.
Got
he made the other one. 71-70. There's Clay shooting threes. Bang. Clay for three. Right back in. We need Poole to get some assists, Joe, by the way. Can Poole pass the ball a little bit? What is that from Joker? Jeez. Joker going to the line. 74-71. He makes the first one. Three-point game in Denver. He makes both. 74-72. Any more scoring in the baseball, Joe? 6-5 still. Sixth inning. Rangers lead the Mariners. That is the only game going on there. In the hockey, Calgary ended up winning. Blues still up 2-1 on the Sharks. Kings up 1-0 on the Blackhawks. As we are coming down to the wire here, under a minute to go in Utah. 8-point lead for the Mavs. Can Poole pass a little bit, Joe? Like, can he, like, show off his passing skills? Maybe pass it to Curry for a three, do something like that?
Now you want him to pass? You're screaming for the guy to shoot threes. Now you want him to dish?
Well, I want him to, yeah, I need him to,
I mean, come on.
We got to check a couple of different boxes here, Joe. We need to check a few different boxes.
I'm alive here. I need you to root this in for me. I got life.
We both do.
I got
everybody. Like I said,
up. 74
everybody,
up.
Everybody can eat in this game, Joe, if you allow us to. Everybody
oh,
can eat.
You saying I'm the one that's holding back?
Yeah, I mean, everybody can eat. Give us a break. Man, Poole would have got an assist there if Clay could hit that three. Come on, Clay! We need more, Joe, from these guys. We need more.
Come on, Joker. Come on, Joker. You got 23, 22. I need 8 more points. Come on, Joker.
Joe, since we're getting towards the end, while we look at these games, which we're having a lot of fun with, tomorrow night, Heat and the Hawks in Atlanta. 2-0 lead for the Heat. Do the Hawks have any life? Miami's a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I think they do. I think this is the
really?
Game that, yeah, I think the Hawks step up.
This
Heat
is the one game they win in the series?
Team. Heat are not that great of a road team.
They're not.
You're going to tell me now they're probably like 40 games over.
I don't have it in front of me, to be quite honest with you.
No, but I mean, I like the Hawks. You know, I think this is a game that obviously Trae Young steps up. He's going to try and carry this team.
All right.
I think the under though comes in because I think Miami's going to look to slow the tempo. I think they're going to look to bang them underneath, get them into like an ugly blue collar type of game.
221.5 is the number right now.
I think it's an under.
I like the Heat tomorrow night.
Totally discounted everything I said.
I just
grazed
I like
over.
I like to eat tomorrow night.
You're unbelievable. You really are. You're incredible.
The Bucks off of the loss at home. They go to Chicago tomorrow night. The Bucks are a 2.5-point favorite. No Middleton. 222.5 is the total. Giannis after the game last night says that they need to have more fun. They're too tight, Joe, is what Giannis said. I think he's right. I thought they looked lifeless in both games. And even though they won the first one, it was a sloppy game, as we know. I thought they looked lifeless in both games.
One thing I'm confident about, I think LaVine has a big night. I like the Bulls over, like, when they were closer to double digits in the first two games. Now, I mean, come on.
Two and a half now.
I mean, I like the Bucks. I mean, I thought maybe it would be like 6, 5.5, 6. I said, maybe the Bulls. 2.5, they got to basically win the game. They got to basically win the game. Come on. I don't
like
that.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how Milwaukee plays
without even without Middleton. They're still a better defense.
But they've got some guys banged up. I'm interested to see. And DeRozan got hot the other night, and we saw in February when he gets hot, things happen for the Bulls. Finally, the Suns, we know they won't have Booker, Joe, for 2 or 3 weeks with the grade 1 hamstring strain. He will not play again in this series against New Orleans, it seems. They are 2-point road favorites down there. Let me guess, you're back in the Pelicans tomorrow.
I am.
You are.
Why not? I think Nola's going to be rocking.
The Smoothie King Center?
Rocking. I think it's going to be crazy.
The Smoothie King Center, Joe. You're going to be all fired up down there.
It's almost like Orange Julius back in the day. I'm telling you, I was a big fan of Orange Julius.
I think this is going to be a prop game for me, Joe. I'm not going to be involved, I don't think, with one of the sides. I'll do something in-game. That's kind of where I like to pick my spots with the NBA. It's rare I get, like Dallas tonight, me getting involved before the game, that's very rare. So, but it paid out tonight. And we got the Donovan Mitchell over 17.5 at the half. So that's going to end up being a very good one for us there in Utah. There's a lot of baseball tomorrow night, Joe, when we're on. Just I'm going to prepare you now for the situation at hand. I'm going to give you just the night slate. Texas, again, is they're in Oakland. You got Kansas City in Seattle tomorrow night. Keller and Flexen. The Mets, Joe, your Mets are going to be on while we're on in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. Peterson and Gallen. Mets minus 126. Total 8.5.
I like the over. I like the over. Tomorrow night, you want to know this? Here's what I like in the baseball. I like over 8 Colorado and Detroit. And I like the over in Minnesota and Chicago, 8. Those are the 2 8s I like.
Those are the 2 8s that you like, huh? I like for tomorrow night. I like the Padres, believe it or not. They've been playing really well. A good price, plus 150 at home against the Dodgers. I'm going to take a shot with them tomorrow. And I do like the Mets. I think that's a low number. I know Peterson's pitching minus 126 for the Mets. I think that's an over game too, Joe. 8.5 with the Mets and the D-backs tomorrow night.
Oh, Nuggets got the lead. Nuggets got the lead by 3.
Wow, first lead since 4-3.
Let's go.
And, of course, what happens? So they get the lead, and what does Steph got to do? He's got to hack up a 3. Like, no movement whatsoever. Just walks down the court and shoots one from the top of the key.
You live and die by the guy. You live and die by the guy.
I don't disagree. The Warriors have gone cold here, Joe. I mean, they got
5. Pound them.
Wow.
Pound them into oblivion.
All right, let's get some threes. Can we get some threes from Green and Morris? How about we do that, Joe? Can we get some threes from those guys?
I don't want them to make anything. I got the over. I need the over in this.
So then you need threes.
Well, let's see.
I mean, let's see. What's the fastest way to get points? Threes.
You know what I need? I need this over in this baseball game. 12.5.
Wow. A 21-6 run here for the Nuggets in the last 5.5 minutes as they now have a 5-point lead in this game.
Joker's got 24.
Your boy, the Joker. Oh, Poole got stuffed by the Joker.
He's on 13 rebounds, too. Klay Thompson.
How many boards do you need? How many boards do you need from
him? A half by Joker, and I need 7 points by Klay.
Man, what an awful pass by Wiggins. I would bench him after that. Wiggins stinks. An air ball from Barton.
Come on,
Forget
Joker.
Barton.
Come on,
Can
Joker.
We get Barton
Extend.
Out of there?
Extend.
Get Morris involved.
Extend. Come on, big man. Get
Barton
that bound.
Stinks.
Get that bound.
Barton stinks. Get him out of there. Get Morris.
Oh, Joker in the lane. He's moving. He looks like Andrew.
Oh, no. Poole. Is that Poole on the bench hurt? And we can't have that, Joe. We can't have Poole hurt on the bench.
By Clay. Clay nailed it three.
Yeah, but we can't have Poole's on the bench. We can't have it. He looks hurt. Oh, Joe.
Don't worry. Crushing. He'll be fine. Yeah, don't worry.
No, that's not. That's no good. I can't have it.
He's a buck 65 soaking wet. He'll be fine.
Jeez.
No muscle mass, no muscle tone.
This is no good at all. I mean, I'm like 1-3 and a couple assists away from hitting so many things with this guy.
That's what happens when you don't hit the gym. I mean, it goes right down. Look at it. Twisted wrist. Got to do some hammer curls.
80-78. It is a final in Utah, by the way. The Mavericks do take game number three. 126-118, Joe. Big night again for Brunson. Brunson with 31. And this kid, Kleber hit four threes again for them. Most of them early. Burton's had four threes as well.
Come on.
Mavs have a 2-1 series lead. Game four on, I believe, Saturday's game four, and they'll probably get Luka back for that game, you would have to guess. Huge for the Mavs,
I think,
Joe.
They're going to win it. They're going to win it.
I think they're going to win it. I absolutely think they're going to win the series now.
All right, Joker's got 14 boards. Come on, Joker. Hang in there, man. Come on, Clay. I need four burns.
This pool thing is bothering me, Joe. There you go. Ice it up. Oh, man. They're wrapping him up here, Joe. I mean, this is no good. Look at this. Do you see this guy?
All right. How many points does Barton
have? Oh, yeah. Who cares? Who cares? How many points does Barton have? Yeah, that is how. 11 points, Joe. He's got three threes.
I need five. I need four more.
Need. I need two from Morris. Can we get two from Morris?
I need. Oh, he's out. He's out.
We got too many things going on.
What does he have going on?
He's finished. He's finished.
Oh, man.
You see that monstrosity that they put on his arm? He's finished. He's not playing again in this game. That's bad news. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 80 up in Denver between the Warriors and the Nuggets. 844-843-6879. We'll come back, keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. 82-80, Warriors lead the Nuggets. Right now, I will tell you, Joe, I went in on Monte Morris. He's got 10. It was 13 and over 13 and a half at plus 104.
All right.
So I need 4 points for Morris here down the stretch. And I need two threes from him anyway for a parlay. So, you know, trying to just correlate. Did Poole come back in or has he still got? Who hit that shot?
Joker.
Curry.
Joker.
So are we going to basically say Poole's done? I mean.
Yeah, Poole, put him out on the gurney. He's done. Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, that's.
Kid's a buck 75.
Maybe he can get back in the fourth.
Nah, his body frame, forget it. He'll be hurting for like 2 weeks.
His body frame. Chill on him about the body frame.
Nothing. He's lean, too lean. He's for a tall kid, he's too lean. Not even toned. It's like he's eating Cheetos and chips on the weekends with a Mountain Dew.
Like that, Joe. I like that. Listen, tomorrow night we have, like we said, a lot of basketball. We've got Bucks and the Bulls. We've got the Pelicans and the Suns. We've got like four or five West Coast baseball games. I think there's a late night hockey game as well. We'll know the cut for the Zurich going into the weekend, so we'll have some new plays for that. I will talk to you tomorrow night, Joe. I hope you cash everything you want to cash in this Nugget game, as long as I get 2 threes from Mars. Great job by Matias Burbell also. We will see you tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash them.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2 times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.